Brian and Trisha. And this woman in Arizona last week, she woke up to find that someone had slashed her tires.
Oh, that's not good.
That's always unfortunate. But a bigger problem, they also, whoever did it, also accidentally cut off their own finger in the process.
Oh!
And left the finger behind. Like, what in the world? How does that happen? So she calls the police. And the police take the finger, and they're going to,
Please tell me they lifted fingerprints.
They're working on it. She hasn't heard from the police yet. But she says that she thinks that it might be her neighbor because they had argued the night before. And then there was a trail of blood leading from her driveway to his house. So,
you know how you can tell for sure?
Go talk to him and see if he's missing a finger?
Wave at him. Hey, Bob.
Bob's not going to come out for a while.
Bob's got nine fingers. What's going on?
So the police are surely going to talk to him. And this is what they do for a living. So I'm not going to pretend like I know better than they do. But I would think it would be pretty easy to figure out if next door neighbor is the one who's responsible for that.
But do you have to have a warrant to like search his hand?
No, I'm just thinking, like, if you knock on the door, wouldn't you just be able to go and just knock and say, hey, just wanted to see if you knew anything about this. Oh, wait, you're missing a finger. That looks pretty fresh.
But if he sends somebody else from the household to the door and declines to come to the door, I guess even without a warrant, they can't even, like, look at
his
hand.
That's true. They just hope he passes by when whoever answers the door answers
the
door.
Well, surely he'll have to leave the house at some point.
So she's going to be watching. Mm-hmm. This neighbor is going to be watching that neighbor now. Woo! Dynamics in that neighborhood.
How come that guy always has gloves on? It's July.